Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter. This is the next movie draft. Oh, wow. We've got somebody with some background music there to help out.
Sorry, that
was me. That's okay. That's okay.
I'm muted now.
This is going to be a whole episode of nothing but kind of fly by the seat of your pants stuff. This is our movie draft for winter 2016. Well, technically, I guess it begins 2016 into 2017.
Winter's coming.
Yes. Winter is here.
No, winter is here. We have a snowstorm in Ottawa right now.
Ah, there you go.
No, the 21st is the first day of winter.
Oh, hush.
I'm in California. We don't have winter.
Yeah, I know. That sucks. That's one of the reasons I don't live in California.
Remember, Canada only has two seasons, winter and rough sledding.
All right.
Well, that's two seasons, winter and not winter, summer and not summer.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, everybody. I'm going to introduce all of the players here in just a moment. We are going to start out. We have got six players. Each player has 100 credits, and they will be using those credits to bid on different films coming up between now and the end of March. The goal is to bid on a selection of films that the collected domestic box office will be higher than that of the collected box office results of everybody else. So if you have five different movies that you've won in this auction setting, then the collected box office results for all five movies, that's your total, and you want your total to be higher than anybody else. This is going to run until the last of the movies that's still in the theaters is, once it gets to the point where it's bringing in less than $5 million per week, then we're done. So it's going to run through the end of March, but the last movie in the list actually comes out on March 31st. So it will, you know, the results will be trickling in a couple of weeks after that. What else do we need to go over here? The movies, with one exception, are going to be randomized. I am going to be the moderator. I am not playing this season, which brings me much sadness and sorrow, but that's okay. And I will be moderating. I will be presenting the films, and I will be the auctioneer. And I will be keeping track of people's bids and such. And thanks to one of our participants here, we have a playlist in the show notes with the trailers for all of the movies here in the list. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and start on that end of the list here. The person who came up with the playlist for all the trailers for us was Nate. Nate, how you doing tonight?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, you're a little bit quiet again.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is.
He's shy.
Yeah, you got to eat your microphone a little bit there. Nate is, of course, one of the longtime hosts of the Sabacc Table, and probably got a pretty good chance of winning this one. I don't know.
We'll see.
Next up, we've got Lou. Lou has been a guest occasionally here on the Random Chatter Network.
And winner of the inaugural movie draft.
Yes, and by inaugural, he means beta.
No.
Yes.
But that's okay. I get a bonus for being the winner of the first one, right? I get like an extra $20.
Yes. Yes. Extra
$20 taken off. You know, it's like a NASCAR race. Oh.
Yeah.
And plus, it's in Canadian. So.
Oh. All right. Next up, we have Carrie. Carrie is our web admin for randomchatter.com. Carrie, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. Next up, we have Joel. Joel takes care of all of our Twitter accounts. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thanks for asking, Eric. It's great to be here. I'm looking forward to actually winning this time.
All right. Well, good luck. You know, you can send us some of that snow you've got if you want.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I'd be happy with that. Next up, we've got Derek. Derek handles our Facebook page. How you doing, Derek?
Hi, everybody.
And then finally, we've got the workhorse, the slave of the network, the guy who keeps the trains running on time. We have Chris. Chris, how you doing?
I'm great. And I noticed that you saved the best for last.
Oh, there you go. And the most humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, I didn't know you drove trains. That's really awesome.
Uh-oh, I can hear one of them there in the background even.
Yeah, I know. Is that a UFO?
All right. So here's what we're going to do.
That's great.
Once again, 100 credits per person. These are going to be domestic box office results, which I had always thought were U.S., but I think, Joel, you said that that includes Canada. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so. I've read that several different places. I just don't remember the authority of the source.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Okay, good, good. I am all for that. We are going to be randomizing the selection of movies so that, you know, in the past, in the first one, we had some big movies at the end of the season, so people were holding out, not bidding on earlier ones, because they were holding out for one particular movie that came right at the end, and you know, people ended up having a lot of credits unspent. So we decided to randomize it. However, this time around, we have a special case. We've got a Star Wars movie. So we're going to do that one first. So by the way, this is being recorded Thursday, December 8th. And so we are not going to be including this weekend's films, but anything after that we're going to include. So we're going to be starting with Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which opens December 16th. What I'm going to do is I'm going to list the movie, the date that it's released, may or may not give a little bit of information about it. There is no minimum bid, except all bids have to be done in whole number increments. You cannot bid 1.75 credits. Because that's just obnoxious. No trolling the auctioneer. So, minimum bid is one credit.
So I bid 100 credits for Rogue One.
You can if you really want to. Now, I want to point something out here. First time around, I bid on Batman versus Superman. Which,
and boy, did he regret it.
I think it was the highest box office result of that season. And I came in, I think, third place. And in the second movie draft, I won Suicide Squad, which was the highest of that season. And I came in third place. So it's not just about what one movie brings in the most money. It's about the bid to dollar ratio that you end up with. So just throwing that out there, Derek, if you want to go all in on Rogue One, you can, but I mean, also consider the fact that you could walk away with it for 60 credits and still have 40 credits to put toward other things.
Oh, if he wants to go all in, I'm sure we'll beat him up there.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he might fake you out. You might get up to 99 and then he steps out and then you're stuck it's having spent too much on one wolf. Movie.
Stop giving him ideas, Eric.
All right. So.
So Eric's going to get the Lego Batman movie by the sounds of it.
I would like to. I'm really upset that I can't bid this time around. Because
I'm excited that might be my son's first movie.
Cool.
That would be cool. That would be cool. There are a lot of good movies this time around. We've got Logan. We've got the Lego Batman movie. John Wick Part 2. We've got another XXX movie. We've got Life looks really good. Ghost in the Shell looks pretty good. Sleepless looks pretty good. We've got Assassin's Creed, Passengers, Rogue One, Resident Evil movie. There's a lot of stuff in here. Kong, Skull Island. All right, but we are starting with Rogue One. So we'll start the bidding at $1.
Two.
Three.
Oh, she already bid three to eight.
I got three.
Oh, four.
Oh, come on, guys. I didn't think it was going to trickle up this slowly. There we go. That's better.
15.
20.
No, what you guys can't see is I've actually got video up here. We're doing Google Hangouts, and Lou is looking so disinterested. He's looking around his house. He's like, man, don't I have a good book? I got
to
finish the new James S.A. Corey novel. Where did I put that? Okay, what are we up to, 20?
Yeah,
20. Oh, 20?
Okay. Oh, come on. We can't get let it go for 20. Who's got 25?
I'll give you 40.
Okay, there we go.
Republican credits.
Ah, they're no good here.
Your money's no good here.
Imperial credits only, Joel.
45.
Okay.
46.
Nate's got it for 46.
47.
Now we're starting to get up into that area where most of the bigger movies in the past have been right around the 45 to 50 mark. We've had a couple. Oh, I think we've only had one that's ever broken 50. I think Secret Life of Pets got 52.
Well, Rogue One is no Star Trek, so yeah, I'll bid 50.
All right.
I'm out.
Derek's out?
What?
What happened to that?
You troll.
I lost 100.
You troll. Okay. Hey, Joel's got it for 50. I tell you what, I would have gone straight to 50. That's not a bad bid. Do I hear 55? 52? All right, going once, going twice. All right, Joel's got it. Rogue One for 50 credits.
That's so wizard. I'm so happy.
Oh, my gosh. Don't use the wizard term. That is inappropriate.
Joel, all I heard was, I forfeit? I forfeited? What?
No. Oh. I expect each and every one of you to go out and see the movie at least 16 times, okay?
You know, in this crowd, that, that
if
could happen.
If you can help me pay for that, Joel, you're on.
All right. So next up. Wow. You know, I almost feel like re-randomizing this list because we've got several of the heavy hitters early on here.
As moderator, I think you have that power, Eric.
I do, but then I also don't want to mess with fate. You know? Next up, we have Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. Now, this one is bringing Vin Diesel back to the franchise. This is releasing on January 20th. It's up against The Founder and Split. Split is the one with James McAvoy, the M. Night Shyamalan kind of
26.
Horror film. 26, okay. Do I hear anything over 26? All right, going once.
27.
All right.
I'm out.
Really? Okay.
Thank you, Derek.
27? Not too bad for a strong action film at the end of January. The return of Vin Diesel to the franchise. Anybody else? Going once?
Right, it was 28.
I thought it was 27, wasn't it? 27 for Lou. Going once?
I'll go 28.
Okay, carries in for 28.
I may regret that, but oh well.
I don't know. I've made much worse bids, trust me. All right, 28 for The Return of Vin Diesel as Xander Cage. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Carrie for 28. All right. Let me put that in here.
Sad Death Star music.
What's
that? I don't
have
any Sad Death Star music. All I have is...
Is there happy Death Star music? I don't think that's a thing.
Well, the Star Wars thing makes me smile.
Okay.
And the Imperial March is part of my wedding, so, you know, hey.
My wife wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let us walk into it when we were announced as husband and wife, but she let the bridal party walk into it, so.
Nice.
That says a lot about what she thinks of the bridal party. All right. Next up, we've got John Wick, Chapter 2. Now, this one, I don't know, it didn't do all that great in the box office the first time around, but word of mouth really picked up, and it became a cult classic on DVD and home video. And I don't think it did too bad at the box office. It took a week or two for it to really ramp up. But now that it's got this big fan following behind it, it could show up pretty well in the box office. Now, here's the thing. It's coming out February 10th. It is also up against 50 Shades Darker and the Lego Batman movie. Or you could say 50 Shades Darker and the Lego Batman movie are up against John Wick.
It was a very John Madden quote there.
Yes.
The original John Wick only did $43 million.
Right.
I'll start us off at 10.
Okay.
So you think it's going to be a hit or hits?
$43 million. That's pretty low.
11.
But at the time, Lou, remember, you weren't very interested in it then.
Right.
I wasn't very interested in it then. It took a while for it to really, you know, the word of mouth to get going. Who bid 12? Nate?
I did.
Okay.
13.
All right.
15.
16.
20.
I'm out.
All right. Nate's got it for 20. Going once. Going twice. All right. Nate's got it for 20. Personally, I think that was a steal. I like that one.
The first one I really enjoyed.
First one was awesome. I mean, yeah. It only made 43 million, but it was an awesome movie.
Well, and I think this one will be awesome, too. It's,
yeah, I just don't think it's going to do much better.
And that's the question. Not whether the movie's going to be any good, but how's it going to do at the box office? See, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see it selling well.
I think that this time around, I mean, the only thing that it's really got going against it is what else is being released that weekend. But I think that
a side bet on the board that it at least does better than the first one.
Oh, easily.
Oh, it'll definitely do better, yeah.
The fan base for it now is huge. All right, next up, Logan, a.k.a. Wolverine 3, a.k.a. by some haters, Wolverine 8, I think. I'd have to count the other X-Men movies.
That one seems more accurate.
I'll bet 13.
Oh, 13.
Who was 13?
Yeah.
Who said 13?
I did, Joel.
Okay.
I'll go 15.
16.
17.
17. 18.
20.
Come on, Carrie. You know you want to. All the cool kids are doing it.
Just so much other stuff I like on this list.
21.
All right.
Where's Chris? I haven't heard him.
Yeah, Chris.
Is Chris still on the call?
Is Icon?
Chris?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
He's just saving all his money for the 22. Great Wall.
22 for Derek.
23.
This may be Hugh Jackman's last performance as Wolverine, based on the old man Logan storyline.
24.
Post-apocalyptic future. Do I hear 25? All right. Right now it's a carry for 24. Going once. Going twice. All right. Carrie's got it for 25. Let's find it on the list here. Logan and Carrie, 25. All right. So far.
Just remember, no clawbacks.
So far, we've got Nate, Joel, and Carrie on the board. Joel has 50 credits left. He went half all in Rogue One. Carrie's got 47 credits left. Nate has 80 credits left, and everybody else is still sitting pretty at 100. Next up is Split. Now, Split comes out January 20th. This is listed as a horror/thriller. This is starring James McAvoy. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan. And James McAvoy plays a person with a pretty severe case of multiple personality disorder who abducts three girls and antics ensue.
I'll go 2.
5.
3. 6.
7.
8.
10.
11.
Do I hear 12? A lot of people are saying this is M. Night's return to competency.
Return to competency.
Harsh.
I'm kidding. Well. I'm kidding. I mean, he's done well.
They didn't push it a bit far, but. Yeah.
Well, he did well with Wayward Minds.
What was that?
That was really harsh. It just came right to my head. I do enjoy a lot of his movies.
Yeah. Well, but he seems to have learned from his past mistakes, too. Wayward Pines was good.
He didn't write Wayward
Pines. Nobody produced it. He was involved with it.
There's a difference between produce, write, or direct.
You're right. You're right, there is.
True.
This one looks good, though.
Last Airbender, he destroyed.
Well,
don't even talk to me about that one.
He didn't write that, though, did he?
That movie does not exist in my
world. I love that he mispronounces the main character's name.
He mispronounces all of the characters' names.
All right, Split is sitting at 12, I believe, right now. Who had it for 12? Derek?
I think I said 11, but I might.
Okay, maybe we're at 11. We were looking for 12.
I said 15, clearly.
Okay. 73 for Derek right now. All right, so Derek's got it at 11. Any other takers going once?
12.
All right.
Lou. 13.
14. Got this too much out of you, so.
Who said 14?
Nate.
All right.
Come on, Derek. You know you want it.
I'm out.
All right. 14 for Nate going once. Going twice. And Nate's got it for 14.
I thought I could get him to 15. I regret that already.
I only been 12 to get him to go to 13.
Let's see. January 20th. Yeah, it's up against the founder and Triple X. So we'll see how it does.
You got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
If you can sing the rest of that song, I will blow the rest of my wad on whatever movie comes up next.
If you can sing the rest of your song, I'm going to very quickly learn where the mute button is in Google Hangouts.
Really?
No, no. Okay. No, no, no.
Well, I think the next line is when the day is done. Is that right?
No.
No.
Nope. You're on the chorus when the day is done, part of the verse. Yeah.
I only know it from Supernatural, probably.
Oh, you youngins.
Thank you, Lou.
All right. Next up, we have Assassin's Creed.
Ooh.
Lou, don't make me mute you.
Lou, I love it. Keep going. When you're
okay, here we go. Let's see. How do I mute somebody? Oh, look at that. No. Look at that. He's muted.
No, Eric, it's okay. Lou can keep singing.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm ready. So Assassin's Creed?
Assassin's Creed,
Eric,
yes.
12.
15.
16.
17. 20.
Who said 20?
Me. Derek, 20.
Video game movie. What are you guys doing?
We're bidding Derek up. That's all I was doing.
Video game movie with Michael Fassbender.
Super Mario Brothers. If you want big names for when they came out.
I don't know that they were really the same level as Fassbender, though.
Dennis Hopper.
Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo.
And John Hoskins, yes. I actually don't hate that movie.
See what you're showing us, Lou.
It's my Mos Eisley Cantina glass.
Oh, sorry.
So 20 to Derek. I think he's taking it for 20.
All right. Derek for 20 going once. Going twice. Derek gets it for 20. All right. Let me update
the list.
Alan's
going to do good. I'm calling it right now.
All right. So that puts Derek on the board. Quick recap here. Joel is in for 50. Carrie has 47 left. Nate has 66 left. Derek has 80 left. And Chris and Lou still not yet on the board. But that's okay. We're only, six movies in. Next up, we have Amityville, The Awakening, which I believe it's a horror movie or something, which would explain why I know nothing about it.
I think it's romantic comedy.
Is it a romantic comedy? Yeah, I might see it then.
I'll bid one.
Like Deadpool was a romantic comedy. Sure.
That was.
I have a funny feeling there was more romance in Deadpool.
Love a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Two.
Three.
Four. Five.
6.
Come on, we're still in single digits.
There's a reason for that.
Think about that bid to box office ratio, guys. Do I hear 7? No, all right. 6 going once. 6 going twice.
7.
Oh.
8.
Going once. Going twice. Sold. Derek gets it for 8.
Got another $2 out of them.
Horror movies do good, guys.
Yeah, they do.
Original horror movies do good.
Sometimes sequels do okay. Depends on
this
the franchise.
Not a sequel. I think it's the 10th one they've done.
Well, it's a sequel to a sequel to a sequel to a sequel. All right, well, here's an original one, The Great Wall.
This one actually looks interesting.
I haven't seen a trailer for this one yet.
The first trailer looked kind of dumb. The second trailer looked fantastic. And the third one...
He pulls off that Chinese accent
I saw it. He's not trying to be Chinese. He's
not Chinese.
He and a group of other people have come over there from Europe.
Those are two things that don't have anything to do with each other.
Oh, the things he's holding up in the video?
No, he's not Chinese. He's a mercenary.
Well, that's true.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Long day.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not a cat. It's a sword.
All right. So, The Great Wall.
This movie does.
Starring Matt Damon.
Make me think of Ben-Hur, so I'm out automatically.
Wow.
Oh.
I had such high hopes for Ben-Hur.
I haven't seen
it. I didn't.
Ben-Hur looked horrible.
I don't know what you guys were thinking when you bit up Ben-Hur.
I had high hopes, and then I saw the first trailer and was immediately, you know, this is not going to do well at all.
Yeah. There were some movies last time. I kind of wanted to go back and do an audio commentary for the audio from the last movie draft. Because Ben-Hur, wow. But you don't think this is going to do as well as Ben-Hur, Chris?
I think it might do a little bit better than Ben-Hur, but that's about it.
Come on, Chris, throw in 1. Nobody's bid on it yet. You know you want to.
You know what? Just because I can, I will do 1.
Yay!
Wait, it's Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Pedro Pascal from Game of Thrones.
You should watch the trailer. It actually looks good.
I'm watching it right now with the audio. Wow, the Power Rangers are in it, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to do much better than Ben-Hur.
Oh, I'll give it $1, sure.
No, somebody already did $1.
You got to do 2.
You got to do 2.
Monster? What? Yeah, it's got $1.
No, you got to do 2. Chris already bid $1.
I got to do 2? Okay.
Chris went like all in. Oh, no, now Derek's.
I'm not sure
it's going to beat Ben-Hur. I mean,
6.
Okay, hold the bidding right there at 6 for Derek. Now, Lou, you just said what the heck now?
I'm not sure it's going to do better than Ben-Hur. No, I'm only kidding.
I was going to say, you know, we have a drug policy here on the network. I don't know what you're smoking, but if I find out about it.
That the original Ben-Hur did $74 million and the remake only did $26 million.
That's really funny.
That's, yeah. All right.
Did $74 million when ticket prices was like, you know.
Oh, this looks so terrible. I'll do 5. Yeah, put me down for 5.
No, we're already at 6.
You're way behind.
Nate, you are fired.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to do any more.
All right. Derek's got it so far at 6. Do I hear 7? Come on, again, single digits. Low risk. 8? Okay.
9.
Do I hear 10?
I'm glad to see that someone's investing in the Chinese economy right now.
Oh. Oh, now hold on a minute.
Oh.
Do I hear 10?
Matt Damon lost a bet to have to do this movie.
Oh, come on, guys. Are you watching the same trailer I did? All right. Going once. Going twice. Derek takes it for what I think is a steal at 9.
My prediction for that one, $75 million domestic.
I'm not saying
he was going to do well, too.
It did do well. That's Brad Pitt's best performing movie in his career, actually.
Which one?
World War Z is his best movie in his career.
Really?
Yeah, financially.
Listen, I think Derek got a steal on this one. Regardless of whether the movie is going to be good, I think people are going to turn out to see it. Mm-hmm. All right, next up, I don't know what to think about this one. Resident Evil, the final chapter. I'm glad it's the final chapter.
Yeah, me too. I like those movies.
Okay.
Yeah, they're guilty pleasure for me. They're always bad, but man, they're enjoyable.
But the Great Wall looks horrible.
It does look horrible.
Nate, you confuse me, man.
I threw money at it.
Yeah, that's true. You did. All right. So who's going to open up on Resident Evil, the final chapter?
One.
What was that?
Three from Joel.
Okay.
Five.
Six.
Come on, you guys. Can't let Derek have everything here.
No, I'll give it a seven.
All right.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
Nobody wants to go higher than 10? Do I hear 11? It's only $1 more. Come on. You're letting Derek have all these 10 or less bids, guys. He's going to walk away with the gold. All right, going once. Going twice. All right, Derek takes it for 10.
Woo.
All right, let me find it on the list here. Where was it? Resident
Evil.
You
have to realize, guys, that's the final movie in the chapter, and there's always an uptick for the last movie.
Well, let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
My predicted box office, $63
million.
What did the last one do?
So let's...
Well, what I did was I multiplied the last one's gross by 1.5, and I got 63.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
See, Derek came prepared, guys.
I did my research.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean his assumptions are correct.
That's true. But, all right, next up we have Power Rangers. March 24th. Power Rangers. Now, I don't know how well this is going to do since, as Nate pointed out, apparently they're also in the Great Wall.
It's a shared
that comes
universe.
Out first, they're probably tired by the time this movie
goes. Right, right. Kind of oversaturating the market. Now, listen, every That's generation, for really? Multiple generations now, has had some kind of Power Rangers presence on TV. Even my
I'm
son knows who the Power
sure
Rangers
how I feel
are.
About that.
Yeah, I do know how I feel about it, but.
When the first one came to America, I was right at that age, man. That was the first and second season.
Nice hat, Nate.
Thank you.
What is that?
It is actually a metal bowl that someone
made. Oh, it's R2-D2. Oh, that is awesome.
It was you ever heard of a diaper cake for baby showers?
No.
The top of it.
But I have now. Okay.
That's so twisted.
That is awesome.
And,
I like that.
It fits perfectly over my headphones.
You should like glue it to your headphones. Then you've actually got R2-D2 headphones. What were we talking about? Oh, Power Rangers.
I'll bid $1 for Power Rangers.
Okay.
Two.
Three.
Five.
Four. Six.
Seven.
Eight.
And.
I'm sorry, I'm having some technical difficulties here. This is twice now that I thought I heard Chris chime in.
It's like more like three or four times now.
I can't believe Chris is saving his money for Power Rangers.
Wow. Chris skipped Logan and John Wick and all that, but he wants Power Rangers. Okay. Fair
11.
Enough.
12.
13.
Let me look. I'll do 15. What's left before I decide whether I want to bid some more.
16.
So now the question is Derek trolling Chris or is Chris trolling Derek?
17.
I'm out.
All right, Chris is going 17.
17.
Anybody else? Wow. Going once. Going twice. Sold. Chris is on the board. All right.
Yay.
All right, Chris.
17.
I think that was a pretty smart move, Chris. I kind of wanted it. I wanted to go again, but there's other stuff.
If it does,
I think that movie is going to surprise people.
If it does 75% of the business of Turtles 2014, it'll do $143 million.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
I regardless of whether or not it's good, I think people will still go out to see it.
I agree.
And here's the other
100%.
Kicker. There are no other significant kids movies at that time.
This is not a kids movie.
No, but a lot of kids will go see it. That's the thing. Generations who saw it as kids will go see it. And then the current generation of kids will also go see it. It's got a wide demographic.
It does.
I think Chris might have gotten this for a steal. I don't know. We'll
I don't
see.
Know about a steal, but I think he definitely got it.
I was not going to surprise me to see this go over 20. All right. Next up, man, I so wanted to participate in this one, too. So many good movies. This is not one of them, though. 50 Shades Darker.
I'll bid four.
Again, keep in mind, you're not bidding on whether you want to see the movie or whether you think the movie will be good. You're bidding on, will people turn out to see it?
You're right. I'll bid five.
Joel outbid himself. That's great. I am so good, I can get people to outbid themselves. All right, Joel's got it for five. Anybody think it might do better than five?
Six. Six. Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
This is pure torture.
Ten.
That's a quote from the movie.
11.
The film adaptation of 12. Fanfic. Yay.
Oh, I heard Lou for 12.
I'll do 14. And by do, I mean I want to bid.
Just to clarify.
I'll do 15.
We know what you bet, Joel.
All right, Chris for 15.
16.
It's a very intense movie.
All right, 17.
I wouldn't know.
Who's got 17?
Chris.
Chris.
18.
What?
Come on, it's a perfect date movie.
What are we at, 18? Who added it 18, Chris?
Lou.
Lou?
I added it 17.
Okay. All right. Lou. 18, going once. Going twice. Sold to Lou for 18. And that puts Lou on the board. And let's see how we're doing here. 18. So Lou still has 82 credits left. Chris has 83. Everybody else is kind of pushing the halfway point. We've got Nate with 66 credits left, Derek with 53, Joel with 50, and Carrie with 47. We are not quite to the halfway point. Though I think we've got a lot of the big movies out of the way so far. Next up is The Founder.
Up at four.
Five.
What is The Founder?
The Founder,
yes,
stars Michael
Story
Keaton.
Of Ray Kroc.
Story of Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's.
Oh, right.
But
right, right,
more
right.
So than a biopic.
I vaguely remember hearing something about this.
Yeah, this looks like a little bit more about the manipulations going on early on of the mom and pop guys who had a burger joint and Ray Kroc who wanted to make it something bigger and, you know, who's screwing who over and stuff like that.
You know, I'm going to do the full meal deal and bid six.
All right. That's the Canadian price for the...
I'm going to go the American dollar McDonald's and probably go up to 10.
Oh.
Ooh.
10, wow. See, I was going to supersize it and go to 8, but...
All right.
Who's typing?
I think that's Carrie.
No,
it's me.
Oh, Derek. Derek with the loud fingers.
Dude, mute your mic.
Oops, sorry.
I'm not even near my computer anymore.
Dang. It's on. All right. So Nate's got it for 10 right now. Do I hear 11? Going once. Going twice. Sold to Nate for 10.
I think this is going to do really well, mainly because biopics always do well. And the type of humor from this trailer has been doing exceedingly well over the past few years.
I hope you're right. I got to say, though, it's up against some good competition.
I mean, it looks good. I just don't think it's going to do real well. But
Snowden only did $22 million.
Snowden didn't have humor.
Yeah, and that's no the thing.
And it's no Croc.
No Croc. This is full of Croc. That's a good point, though. Snowden was a much Croc. Darker story, and... I mean, everybody can relate to McDonald's, and everybody loves a good conspiracy, too.
And Snowden got leaked beforehand, so.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have the Lego Batman movie.
20.
21.
25.
26.
30. Wow.
Wow is not a bit, Carrie. I'm sorry.
Wow, one.
That was fast.
I was expecting to get interrupted before I got the whole title out. So what are we at? Lou for 30?
Yep.
No, Chris.
Oh.
35.
I think I heard Chris at 35 first. Derek, that is also not a bid. Pulling up your Mr. Potato R2-D2. We only accept Republic credits here. We do not accept potatoes. Chris has got it at 39. Anybody want to go 40?
I'm losing everybody. What's the bid at?
People holding things up in the video screen. No. Slave 1 does not count. Indiana Jones Potato Head does not count. Lou, we are currently at 39 with Chris.
40.
Lou and Chris, both the heavy bidders here and the ones with the most credits available so far.
I would be right up there with them if I hadn't spent some more money.
Yeah.
Right now it's Lou at 40. Chris, you want in?
41.
How bad do they want it? How is it going to do? 42?
43.
Lou pauses to take a drink. Considers thoughtfully. I bet you could push him out with 45. Just saying. You know you want to. What are we at? Chris with 43?
Why do I never hear Chris's bids? I thought it was still 42 with the winning. 43. 44.
Chris at 44?
I thought Chris said 40.
No, Chris at 45.
Oh, Chris at 45. Well, Chris is cutting in and out a little bit.
Why don't you guys type in your bids and Eric can say
them. I don't think Chris should be allowed to bid. We can't hear him.
No, Chris, just don't be so staccato with your bids. Slow what you say down. Make us wait. Make us wait on you.
Okay, so what is the bid?
Right now it's 45 with Chris. 45.
I don't know.
It's only one more dollar.
I know.
He's too busy watching football.
It was a touchdown play here. Come on.
No, you know hockey is on right now. How can you be watching football when there's a perfectly good hockey game going? Look at Joel smiling at that. Come on, 45.
It it's Canadian law.
I'll go 46.
47.
That was Chris for 47, Lou.
Okay, yeah, I heard him that time.
Okay, I didn't know how distracting the football game was. I don't know how football works.
I'm still here.
So, okay. 47.
47.
I'm going to put the pressure on. Going once. Going twice.
I'll go 48.
48 for the Lego Batman movie.
49.
Wow.
50.
51.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We are now surpassing Rogue One. 51.
You can't bid in blocks like this. Come on.
Lou, it's on you.
I'm out.
You're out. Anybody else want in? Please hold your laughter.
I don't have that kind of cash anymore.
I was actually at around 40, but I want to see how high cash should go.
Oh, gosh. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. All right, Chris has got it right now for 51. Going once, going twice. Chris, good luck to you, man, because I don't know about that one.
So, first of all, I want to explain my reasoning just because I know that's a crazy
He's already backpedaling. He's already backpedaling.
No, I think a lot of our audience, I think a lot of our audience right now wants to know. Go ahead.
Okay, so, not only that one is going up against John Wick and Shades Darker. And think it will dominate those two. And it will also dominate the stuff that comes before it. Probably even after that, looking at the release date.
Yeah, the following week.
First one. The what?
The following week, the only other kids movie in that whole section is going to be Rock Dog, which looks questionable.
Horrible is the word. Yeah.
So,
super cheap.
Plus... the first Lego movie just domestically did like 200 and some million. So, and Batman was ridiculously popular.
Now, let me ask.
I think you're totally right. Spending the money. It's a lot to spend, but.
I think it's wisely spent, but I don't know.
I wouldn't have started second guessing it until at least 45, to be honest. I would have jumped in at 45.
I predict 200 million for that.
Yeah, I think it would. I will not be surprised if it surpasses the first Lego movie.
So
I don't think it'll pass it.
So to be clear, Chris, you are confident that this will do better than Rogue One in the box office.
What he's saying, he voted with his dollars.
He voted with his dollars on the movies that are available.
He could have put $51 towards Rogue One.
I don't know.
I tell you what, of anything in the list that might, I think this is the one that might. I don't know.
Someone's beeping.
Oh, that's
sorry,
not me.
My baby monitor was dying.
Oh. All right. Next up, another kids movie, Monster Trucks. This one coming out January 13th. I don't think there's really any other. Let me see here.
This looks horrible.
No other kids' movies coming out
this
then.
This looks like it should be coming out on Disney Channel.
Yeah. But it's got Havoc from X-Men First Class.
My son's kind of interested in it.
You had $2, you can go buy a coffee.
Wow. His name's Kevin Bacon.
What?
His name's Kevin Bacon. The younger blonde guy. Okay.
You had right. Bacon. What?
So...
That's
okay.
What
so Monster Trucks.
So do
a dollar.
I hear one. I was going to say, is it going to be tough to even get a bid here? Okay, Lou's got it at one.
Up at two.
All right.
Oh, come on, Joel. Three.
Keep in mind, the only kids movie out for a while here.
$3.
Derek at three. Come on, this is throwaway money here. Lou at four.
Five.
Still in single digits.
Six.
Nate at six.
Seven.
7.
Derek at 7. Slowing down before we hit those double digits there. Do I hear 8? No? All right. 7 to Derek, going once. Going twice. Sold. Derek takes it for 7. I don't think this is going to do phenomenally.
How many moves does Derek have?
But I think 7's not too bad. Derek has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies so far. We're just now hitting the halfway point. Now, in the past, most players have gotten about 5 movies.
I think the first one I got like 9 or something like that.
You pulled off in the first one. You pulled off a lot of little ones. I think it was 8. But now keep in mind though, there's only 27 movies in this this season as opposed to the previous ones. This is the first time we've been below 30. So Derek has 5 films already and still has 46 credits left.
Yeah. You know, Derek, Monster Trucks, that's a good pickup.
oh, it hurts. Oh. All right. Derek's bid 20, 10, 9, 8, and 7 on his bids.
Joel, you should have done that in Larry the Cable Guy voice.
There you go. All right. So since we're looking at the numbers, just to recap, Lou still has 82 credits left. Then we've got Nate at 56, Joel at 50, Derek at 46, Carrie at 47, and Chris held out for a long time, but thanks to the Lego Batman movie, is at 32 left. And we've now passed the halfway point. Next up is The Space Between Us. This looks like a sci-fi drama. A kid born on the way to Mars comes back to Earth.
6.
7.
8, 9, 10.
Wow.
I'd like to point something out first before the bidding continues.
No, I was not expecting this. Before we do, who had it at 10?
This was...
What was that, Chris?
Who had 10? Was it Joel?
I did. Nate.
Nate. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
I would just like to say that this was in the last movie draft.
I'm aware. And
the person was...
It's Mike with 11. So... Yeah.
And then it got postponed to December, and then it got postponed again to current release date is February 3rd. Now, that could be a good thing, or it could be a horrible thing.
Only movie coming out that week on our draft.
That's true. And the only one the week prior on our draft is Resident Evil. We're currently at 10.
11.
12.
13.
Wow. The other thing to keep in mind, guys, next week, 50 Shades Darker, John Wick, and Lego Batman.
Not as 50 Shades isn't as family friendly.
Well, not and so much.
Really?
And I'm sorry, Gary Oldman trumps 50 Shades Darker. Sorry.
Hmm. What are we at, 15?
I thought we were at 13.
13? Nate had it for 13? Do I hear 14?
So.
All right, Nate for 13. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Nate for 13. Okay, next up. A bit of a controversial one, The Ghost in the Shell. This comes out in March 31st, in fact. I know you guys have seen the trailers.
Good.
It does look good.
Lots of bad press.
Yeah, lots of bad press. And I really, really love the original movie.
But
I do too. I'm a huge fan of it and the series.
The bad press.
I haven't got my hands on the series yet. I need to get to that at some point.
Yeah, I've still got I need to go back and watch the movie too. I saw it so long ago, and it wasn't really my thing back then.
VHS,
one of the
few VHS I kept.
So yes, there is bad press. However, that's also been giving the movie a lot of attention, and having a lot of people go and look to see what the issue is, and It kind of seems like the bad press has died down a little bit.
How's Doctor Strange doing? That also had similar bad press.
Doctor Strange is the number one Marvel solo film.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy beat it, but of course that's not a solo film. I've got it in the show notes for Outer Rim here. 215 million so far. 217 now, and it's been out for 5 weeks. So pretty solidly.
But that is a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
You're right.
This one is not.
You're right.
Is there bidding on this yet?
Not yet, no.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
Well, you know, this is quite spirited.
I don't know, guys. Chips comes out the week before.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that might still be riding the wave in, man.
Where are we at?
Did I say 10? Yeah.
Do I hear 11? You guys did see the trailer, right?
I did.
You know,
the trailer
people are
looks amazing. It looks amazing.
And we're going to give this to Derek for 10?
11.
There's a lot of other stuff.
So, okay. So, right now, Carrie has it 11. Let me recap what we still have left. And we do have some good stuff left. We've got Passengers. We've got Sing, Why Him, Underworld Blood War, Sleepless, Patient Zero, Rock Dog, Kong, Skull Island, Beauty and the Beast, Life, and Chips. So right now, Carrie's got Ghost in the Shell for 11.
12.
Do I hear 13? Carrie's thinking about it. I can see it.
I can feel steam coming out of my ears.
12
right
going
I'm sure.
Once. Sure. 13 for Carrie?
Okay. 13.
Okay. Carrie for 13.
I bow to peer pressure.
What do you think, Derek?
Checking my numbers.
Uh-oh. I'm going to put the pressure on you. 13 going once.
Code. I pass.
13 going twice.
14.
Oh.
Oh.
The troll rears his head.
You have to get him to spend some money somehow.
Lou for 14. Fourteen going twice. And sold. Lou takes it for 14.
Okay, if you're going to play that every time you win now, Lou, that's just going to get annoying.
Yes.
That just
yes.
happened. I don't know.
Don't let him win anymore.
It's almost like he had a remote control that he holds in his hand or something.
I just happened to. You know.
Carrie beat him by a dollar on every one of his movies. And
I've only got $47 left. You know,
that's true.
Yeah, I've got 68.
Serve.
Is that the remote for that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That remote's cooler than the...
It's also an ornament. It hangs in the tree if I wanted to.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
I hook at the top.
Yeah, the ornament, that part's cooler than the topper.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, the topper's pretty cool. All right. Next up, we've got one of my favorites, Passengers. Now, this comes out... I believe the week after Rogue One, so it's maybe going to have a little bit of difficulty, but, I mean, Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence, the two of them basically carrying the film together, I think this has got legs.
The thing that worries me about this one is Chris Pratt and his last, you know, ever since Guardians of the Galaxy seems to be playing Chris Pratt. And from the trailers, this looks very much like he's not him, and I'm worried about how well he can do that.
I don't know. I think. What about? Did you see Magnificent Seven?
Yeah, it's like watching, you know, Star-Lord again.
Okay, I haven't seen it, so I didn't know if it
Parks
was any
and
different.
Parks and Recreation
is great. I'm not saying Chris Pratt's not awesome, but
you're just saying this is outside of his norm.
Movie is that he's not him.
I don't know. I think he can do it.
It's like 90s Jim Carrey. He only has one setting.
Oh, now hold on a minute.
He was good on Fallon last night.
Hold on a minute. Let's not talk about Chris Pratt like that.
I'm not talking about, you know, acting quality. I'm talking about the way that they're cast.
All right. Well, but this could be his breakthrough role here to
yeah,
break out of that typecast.
I don't care.
And he pulls it off in the trailers.
I enjoy him. I love him in all of his movies. I'm probably going to go see this.
All right.
I think Chris said something.
Lou bid 10, Chris bid 11.
12.
13.
Don't sound so excited, Chris.
Chris never sounds that excited. You've heard the podcasts, right?
I have.
This is his excited tone.
But now I get to make fun of him.
Oh, okay, yeah. Make fun of him now because when he wins the movie draft. Right now, Chris has got it for 13.
Why do I never hear Chris bid?
I don't know.
14.
14 for Lou.
15.
Thank you,
Chris. Did you hear that one, Lou?
Did you hear that
I did,
one?
Thank you. 16.
I'll do 17.
18.
Lou for 18 right now.
What's that?
Lou for 18.
I feel like I'm in a chronogenic sleep right now. Okay.
I'll do 19.
It's those northern winters.
Chris for 19. What do you say, Lou?
I'm thinking. Yeah, I'll go 20.
Lou for 20. Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence. A lot of good hype on this
21.
One.
21.
21. I can see Lou thinking about it.
I don't know. Let's see.
I mean, Chris doesn't have much else.
In our draft here?
Chris doesn't have much else good. He's stuck right now with the Lego movie and Power Rangers. I doubt either of those will do well at all.
Yeah, probably not.
So you should definitely just let him have this too.
22.
Chris, you're not going to let Lou walk away with it, are you?
I'll do 23.
23.
I'll go 24.
25.
Chris for 25.
He can have it.
All right, 25. Going once. Going twice. And Chris takes Passengers for 25. All right. I would have bid on that one. That was one of the ones I wanted to pick up. Next up, we've got Kong, Skull Island.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'm ready. Wait a second. Okay, I bid 20.
already out of my range, but I'm totally with you.
Wow. All right.
Don't hate bomb me, okay?
If only this were a video podcast.
Wow.
I'm where I...
Joel, calm down. You're going bananas.
Your military helmet on. This is awesome. Okay, Joel's going 20. Is that right?
Yeah, 20.
All right, 20. 20.
Wow.
20 on Kong Skull Island.
I'm just excited for this cinematic universe that's coming with this.
Yeah. trailer looks phenomenal.
21.
25. I'm very serious about this.
Oh, don't say that, because Derek will troll you right into the ground. 25 for Joel.
He did bring a prop for it, so.
He did. He did.
He gets bonus money for his prop.
He gets props for his prop.
Ha ha! Oh. All right, Joel at 25. What do you guys think?
26.
Oh, no, we're going to play these games? Really?
You could stop.
It looks like it.
Just go 30.
27.
I'm out.
Okay, 27. Going once. Going twice. And Joel takes Kong Skull Island for 27.
I think it's going to do well.
Oh, I think so too.
I hope it's good. Man, I hope it's good, but I think it's going to do well whether it's good or bad.
The visuals look really good, but the story doesn't look that good at all.
I love just the size of him. He's so massive compared to like any other Kong we've ever seen.
The story isn't going to matter. Not at the box office results. Keep in mind, most of the box office results are going to be in the first 2 weeks.
As I said, the story might not matter for the opening weekend, but after that, it does.
Kong's going to have a solid 2 weeks, I think. All right, next up, we're about two-thirds of the way through. Next up is Sing. This one's coming out Christmas, I think. Yeah, a couple of days before Christmas.
20.
Kids movie, animated. Was that Lou for 20?
And the musical.
Oh, God help us all.
Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, no, I'll send my wife to take Nicholas to see this one. I do not do musicals. Even the South Park musical, I could barely hang on to.
Normally, I like musicals, but honestly, I have not heard anything about this movie. So
it's been getting a lot of hype from its own folks. There was a joke about it in the Hotel Transylvania movies. There was a joke about it in Zootopia, I think, even had a joke about it.
Those are two different studios.
Yeah, those are two different studios, though.
Zootopia had a joke about Moana, not Sing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Still, hyping your own movie, they do it well. My son's all over this one.
21.
Nate for 21.
22.
What is the number one box office day of the year?
24.
Christmas Day?
Yep.
I may be going to see Rogue One that day if I leave the house.
That would be smart.
25.
Nate for 25.
26.
Do I hear 27?
Remember, everyone, animated movies have surprised people this year.
True.
And it's a Christmas release. That's...
Says the man with $7.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the current bid?
Lou for 26.
I'm looking at the list of what's left.
What's left we have, let me see here. We have Why Him, Underworld Blood Wars, Sleepless, Patient Zero, Rock Dog, Beauty and the Beast, Life, and Ghost in the Shell. No, I'm sorry. No, Ghost in the Shell is done. We have Chips.
Ooh, save money for Chips.
Why?
Because you're going to want them while you're watching any movie you go to, aside from Chips.
It's also.
You're going to want to buy Chips to watch all the other movies with.
Oh, that's horrible.
I got a bag of Chips. I just need some avocados and go make some guac.
Now you're making me hungry. Lou at 26 right now for Sing. Christmas Day release. Well, a few days before Christmas,
Luke,
actually.
Lou, you're at 26. I'll go 27.
All right.
28.
29.
30.
I'm out.
Lou for 30. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Lou for 30.
I'd shake your hand, Lou.
See, it's not the Imperial March.
Great. Lou is in Sing Sing right now.
Hey, there ain't much left. There ain't much left in the bidding here, so, you know.
That's true. That's true. Let's see where we're at right now.
I think you did relatively well.
That movie's going to do very, very well.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's going to do well, too.
All right. Right now, Carrie has the most credits left. She's only spent about half of hers. She's in for two movies. Mm-hmm. Has 47 credits left. Derek has 46 credits left, but has five movies. Nate has 43 credits left, owns four movies. Lou has 38 credits left and owns three movies. Joel has 23 credits left and has two movies. And Chris has seven credits left with three movies. So, next up, we have Patient Zero. Now, other than the fact
that Patient Zero.
Matt Smith from Doctor Who is in it, and it has something to do with zombies, I know very little about this one.
I think this will do okay. I don't know if it's worth spending from my pool.
$1.
All right.
Two.
Matt, three.
Matt deserves at least two.
Lose at three.
Four.
Five.
Nate at five.
Seven. Wait, who's that?
Chris at seven.
Chris is
still on the call.
Eight.
All right.
Damn. Chris to stay
Sorry,
in.
Chris. Nate for eight. Going once. Going twice.
Nine.
Lou for nine. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Lou for nine. All right.
When's this one come out?
This one comes out February 17th. It's up against The Great Wall and Rock Dog. Next up, we have Rock Dog. So this one, an animated movie about a dog who rocks, allegedly.
I've seen a trailer for this before. It looks so
That's
bad.
That's actually a Chinese animated movie.
I'm so excited for this, Eric. I can tell.
It's also getting co-released on Netflix.
Really?
No, it's not, but it looks like it should be.
It was getting early release on Netflix.
It's got Luke Wilson, Eddie Izzard, J.K. Simmons, Lewis Black.
It's got a lot of great voice actors, but it
they always
doesn't
do.
Look good.
No, it doesn't.
No, not at all.
It was actually made for China, and this is just like the American dub of it.
Okay. All right.
That actually gives me a little bit more faith in it.
Well, the question is, I mean, we all know it. I mean, come on. But the question is, what is it going to do at the box office?
I'll bid one.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Derek for four so far.
Come on, Chris, you're going to throw in your seven?
No.
All right, Derek for four, going once, going twice, sold to Derek for seven.
Four.
Oh, I can change that to a four if you want.
I barely wanted it for two.
I heard seven.
I heard seven too.
All right, just
I heard 72.
Like I'd like to say something about Rock Dog. China, the opening weekend, it got 3 million. Its total gross was 5 million. In China.
Wow. Derek, I never thought I'd say this.
Additional 1 million in South Korea, 100,000 in Italy.
I never thought I'd say that bidding like four would be bad.
That's what made the entire country?
In Italy, you got $200,000.
Derek, you may have overbid on this one.
5 million?
Derek, you may regret that.
In China, it made 5 million.
And how many people live in China? That's
opening weekend.
More than that.
So it's a dog's breakfast then?
Us Americans won't get that joke, Joel.
Not the dog's bollocks.
Moving on. Next up is Sleepless. This one comes out not in Seattle. No, this one is January 13th.
We're not that lucky.
And
I'd bid more for that one.
It is a crime drama. It stars, if I recall, Jamie Foxx, Michelle Monaghan. And I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for it, but the trailer looks pretty intense. I knew nothing about this film until we started the episode here, and Nate was compiling the playlist of the trailers. I pulled this one up. This was one of the only ones I wasn't familiar with, and I was pleasantly surprised. Lou, did it sound like you were going to bid?
I said two.
Okay. I was probably talking over top of you.
That's okay.
I'll bid four.
All right, Joel for four.
I was just about to say three, thinking, yeah, if I can get it for three, I'll take it. And then you said four, and I was like, yeah, never mind.
Wow.
Not that I don't think it's going to do well. It's just I only have 43 left, and there's something I want.
Well, I don't know. I think five would be good for this.
Five.
I think six would be good for this, too.
Six from Joel.
All right.
Seven from Lou.
Hey, listen, this is about, you know, undercover police officer from Las Vegas, okay? So you got to bet high.
Well, yeah.
It's a high-stakes game.
It's a good bet. All right, so right now Lou's got it? Is that right, or Joel?
I think I do. I said, what?
I think Lou said seven, right?
Yeah. I'll bet eight.
Lou, what do you think? Joel for eight.
Lou, your pondering face there was great.
Nine.
Lou for nine. There are five films left after this. Lou has 29 credits. Joel has 23 credits. Lou's in for nine right now.
10.
All right. Joel is in for 10. Derek still has 42 credits. Nate still has 43 credits. Joel for 10. Going once. Going twice. Sold to Joel for 10. All right. Oh, I lost it on the list here. Where is it? Right there. Joel for 10. Next up, Underworld Blood Wars. This comes out January 6th. It is up against Amityville The Awakening. And apparently it's there's vampires and there's wars and it has to do with blood.
This is the handicap movie, right? This counts as, you know, you get extra credits if you take this one?
No. Hardly.
Aww.
There's an audience for this.
I like the Underworld series.
And you too.
Yeah, me too. I'll go five.
All right, Carrie for five. There's more of an audience for this than people give it credit for.
Six.
Derek for
the
six.
The only one I haven't seen is The Rise of the Lycans, and that's, the rest of them I love. So.
The Rise of the Lycans, that's the prequel one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just all right. It's not amazing.
I have it somewhere. I just haven't gotten around to watching it.
Now, is it Kate Beckinsale in this?
Yeah.
Okay. But she left the franchise for a while, right?
No, she wasn't in the third one because it was a prequel, but she's in everything else.
All right. All right.
This is what, the fifth one? Sixth
one?
Yes.
The fifth one.
Fifth, I think.
Fifth one.
Okay, I'm sorry. What were we at again? Derek had it?
Yes.
Okay, Carrie's got it now for seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
Come on, Carrie, you can take it.
Carrie, right 11. Now you have the most remaining credits in the game. There are four 11. Films after this.
12.
13.
Carrie for 13. What's it going to do at the box office?
It's going to do 60 million.
Derek, you need to be writing all this stuff down so that, like, later...
I do have it written all down.
If and when you're wrong, we can...
Real anything, but aren't we recording it?
Well, yeah, but I'm not keeping track of all of it. I'm not going to go back and listen to
he's
the
not keeping track of
2 hours of...
That's
yeah.
what we have audience for.
Well, that's true.
I'm passing.
All right.
So what's the pits?
Carry at 50.
No. I don't have 50 left. That's totally not...
Carry, what did you have? 13?
13.
Going once? Going twice?
14.
I thought so.
Oh.
Lou sneaks in with 14. Carrie, you've got 47 credits left. You've got almost half of your credits left.
15.
I know there's a couple of movies left. How badly do you want this one for 15?
15.
We still have Why Him, Beauty and the Beast, Life and Chips.
And where?
The last movie did 60 million, and that was 4 years ago.
But then the vampire market crashed. Just they couldn't hold up anymore.
That was a heck of a sound effect.
Sorry, a mic issue.
Appropriately timed, too. That was good. All right, Carrie for 15, going once. Going twice.
16.
I like the way Jill swoops in at the last second. I'm sorry, Lou.
Oh, that was Lou, yeah.
Never mind.
They all look alike.
Yeah, they both have no hair, so.
It's the shaved, it's the shaved
It's
head.
The beautiful hairline.
Yeah.
I'm the good looking one, okay? Oh, nice single guy like myself. Yeah.
I've been admiring your collection of bottles behind you all night. I'm like, man, why did I leave my booze in the other room?
Yeah, look at cabinets. They're good. Okay.
Especially for this. All right, Lou for 15?
You know, there are advantages to be on my phone, and I can go get another bottle of wine soon.
Another bottle.
All right, Carrie, if you want this, you've definitely got the credits for it.
What are we at right now?
Lou's got it for 15.
16.
Going once for 16?
17.
Wow.
Lou at 17. All right, Carrie, is he trolling you or not?
I'm pretty sure he's trolling me.
And you said Power Rangers was a bad choice.
Oh, as much as I love vampires, I don't think I can go any higher.
This is supposed to be the last chapter.
I'm aware. Oh,
there's the upswing. Upswing.
All right. Lou's got it for 17. Going once. Going twice. Sold for 17. All right. These last few movies, this is going to be quite the match.
Hey, Chris. I'm bidding now based on what's left.
Oh, I have a question. What happens to money that we don't use?
It makes you very sad.
It goes to waste.
Wasted.
It makes you very, very sad. Away. You can put it in the bank and invest it.
Yeah, I'll bet there.
It's your bonus for the network.
I'll bet 13 on the next movie.
Wait till you hear what the next movie is. It could be Chips.
So unused credits are just lost? Then?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. So to recap, we have four movies left. Here's the breakdown. Let's see here. Carrie still has the most credits left. Almost half of her credits. 47 credits. She's got two films. Carrie, you need to sweep these. Next up, Nate, he's got almost half his credits, 43, but he's got four films. Derek has 42, but has six films. And then rounding out the bottom half as far as credits remaining, we've got Joel at 13, Lou at 12, and Chris at 7. So, interestingly enough, these last four movies, which are probably all going to suck, are probably going to go pretty high because people have enough credits left that they got to get something.
I think you're looking at the wrong list there, Eric. There are two movies left that I think are going to do pretty well.
There's one there's one that's going to do, I think, well, and one that's maybe. All right, first up, we've got Life. Now, this is starring Ryan Reynolds. Just named Entertainer of the Year on Entertainment Weekly magazine. And who else? Jake Gyllenhaal. I forget who else is in it. Trailer looked pretty good. Sci-fi film takes place on a space station.
Comes out the same week as Chips. It's going to drop.
It's going to drop what? It's going to drop the bomb on Chips.
I think I heard Gyllenhaal talking about this on the Nerdist this week.
Yeah?
I could be wrong.
The trailer looks good.
I'm looking forward to it.
It looks awesome.
I'll go 5.
All right.
You know, I'm going to stick my neck out on a bid 13.
All right. Joel has it at 13 right now.
14.
I was going to say, really? You're going to give it 15. To Joel? 15 to Carrie?
16.
16 to Derek.
17.
18. 18 to Derek right now. What's left? We've got Why Him, Beauty and the Beast, and Chips.
You didn't put Rings, the horror movie, on your list?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
No. When I looked it
he
up,
was
I...
was saving his 42 credits for Rings.
Yeah.
No, he had access to the list. He saw what was on it. Fair to everybody. All right, Carrie, are you going to be back in here?
Where are we up to? 18?
Derek's got it. I thought for 16.
I heard 25.
Not that.
Lou for 25.
No, I heard 25, is it?
Why? You don't have 25 left.
I know I didn't say 25.
Oh, I think I just heard Carrie say 25.
No, I think you're all hearing things. What was that? No drug policy?
Okay. I don't know. I got you guys on video here. I see a lot of beverages being consumed.
Oh, sorry, Eric. I really am.
Yeah, you notice I have none here. That's what I'm upset about. All right. Currently,
I don't see video for you, Eric, so I can't. We can't verify that.
Yeah, well, that's true. See, I'm the smart one. Me and Chris both. All right. So Derek's got it right now. 16.
17.
18.
19.
20. Derek for 20.
21.
Now, I have to say, of what's left, I'm not sad to see this one creeping up.
It has a life of its own.
It does.
This one should be a good movie. I mean, yeah. Well, it's in box office to the story, but it should be good.
Nah.
No?
I think this one is Oscar bait.
You could be right.
I don't know. It's coming out kind of late in the season for...
It's kind of early in the season for Oscar, but... Maybe.
Well, yeah, late for the previous season, early for the next season. It's coming out March 24th, so it's pretty.
That's true.
What was the last movie Jake Gyllenhaal did?
The one where he was a reporter or something covering.
Creep.
There's one that's coming out, I think, this week.
Oh. He's not in Christmas Office Party.
No, it's.
That looks like.
Oh, you're gonna make me go.
He was in Prisoners with Hugh Jackman, but that was a year or two ago.
They're releasing a movie with it's like Amy Adams and Michael Shannon.
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
That one, yeah.
Okay, well, Life is currently at 20 with Derek. Going once. Going twice.
Do it.
Going 2.5 times.
Peer pressure.
All right, sold. Derek for 20.
Is that Captain Marvel?
No, it's Supergirl.
Oh, okay. I just saw the V.
It was very blurry.
Sorry.
What's with her hair? Fast.
No, that's a Stripesy the cat on top.
Why does she have a cat on her head? Anyway, okay, next up.
Read a comic.
I try, but there's too many words. Next up, we've got the one that I know everybody's been waiting for. Chips. California Highway Patrol. March 24th. What, Lou,
the one with the chimpanzee,
were you doing
the
theme song? You are
He's
old.
He's got an autographed picture in his office.
That was me.
I have no idea what how the theme song is. Wow.
You're old.
Dax Shepard.
Hey, hold that song.
Adam Brody, like, Michael Pena.
Punch and John, good stuff.
I can't see this doing what you saw the Dukes of Hazzard remake they did, right?
And no. Willie Nelson was amazing.
12.
Right. And Willie Nelson, as amazing as he was, you could have just stayed at home and watched the trailer. All right. Who had it for 12?
I did until Joel bid me at 13.
I like my cop movies.
I guess so. You know, these aren't real cops, right? This is like the well, most embarrassing.
On the internet, it must be true. Okay.
No, this is the most.
CHP that I would beg to differ.
I thought that was an American thing, Joel.
Embarrassing moment for cops ever. And there have been some pretty embarrassing moments for cops recently. All right, Joel for 13. Anybody 14. Else want in? Okay, 14, Derek.
Derek, I think you just bought yourself a movie.
All right. Well, the only other contenders
the
are
whole budget for that movie.
Carrie and Nate.
Carrie and I want the same movie. That's all I got to say.
And the sad thing is, you guys are going to just hand all this stuff to Derek. All right, Derek for 14, going once, going twice. Sold for 14.
Chips is going to do like 17 million.
Yeah.
I predict it will do 66 after the DVD release. Million.
You predict 66 million.
You're smoking something, dude.
That is 75% of the domestic gross of Starsky and Hutch in 2003.
What did Dukes of Hazzard do, Derek?
Whatever you're smoking.
Go check to see what Dukes of Hazzard did.
Who's the cast at Chips? He might have a point. Who's the cast? Who's
Dax Shepard, Adam Brody, Michael Pena.
The only name I actually recognize is Brody.
And Michael
Pena. Not Adrian Brody.
Kristen Bell.
Okay, Dukes of Hazzard did $80 million.
I don't know. He might actually have a point really small here. Role.
I don't know.
It's fun for the whole family.
I mean, I'm not saying 14's a bad bid. I'm just saying the movie's going to suck.
You know, I really like how Derek does his math and his research. Derek, do you have any investment advice you can give me right now? Because, you know, perhaps down the road I'll have some money to invest, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to send me some, I can invest it for you.
There you go.
I have some pocket lid.
He's no dummy. All right.
I will give you my entire random chatter paycheck.
Two movies left. We're almost done. We have Why Him, and that leaves Beauty and the Beast. And I know that's the one everybody wants, and it's last, but I got to stay to the list here. Got to play by the rules. Why Him is up first.
I thought about this. I think I'm going to bid 13 credits on this one.
You think so?
Which one is this?
This one it's a comedy.
No. That's what I was trying to figure out, whether we were doing Why Him or Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're doing Why Him. For those who don't know, because some of the audience members might not, this is a comedy with Bryan Cranston, who finds out that his daughter is now engaged to James Franco, who plays a scary-looking loser.
But a
filthy rich loser.
Yes.
Yeah, a filthy rich loser.
You know, Joel, you could have played. I bid one. We could let Chris bid a couple times. You could have bid. I could have bid.
You could have, but...
Well, here, I'm just going to ask this. Carrie, are you bidding on this one?
14.
Oh!
Wow.
You just crushed me, girl. Come on.
Wow. That's okay, Joel. You've got a good chance.
It does look really funny. I don't think I'm going to go see it, it does look really funny.
Joel, you've got a good chance for Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Really? On this movie? And the only movie left is Chips? I mean, the only movie left is Beauty and the Beast? And you won't be allowed to bid Nate? Like, period? Beauty and the Beast?
Shut up. Well, she already said it. It doesn't matter at this point. She already said it.
Wow. Hey, Nate, congratulations, man. You just got a steal.
Okay.
I think I've had too much drink.
14 going once.
Wow. I may regret it.
14 going twice.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Carrie.
Sorry, it's okay. I did it to myself.
Next up,
sorry.
Beauty and the Beast.
43.
12.
Now, hold on, Nate. Nate.
43.
No, Nate, hold on. If I may make some advice here.
Yes, I was going to make the same advice.
You only have to go 33.
But the extra doesn't matter.
It kind of does because it affects your ratio of credit spent versus total box office results. Like, that doesn't make you win, but it's a side statistic that we track as well.
Although, in the same thing as the last movie that was bid, he already said it.
That is very true.
I mean, but we would let Carrie take back 14. We should let Nate take back 43.
But, you know, in the past, we pointed this out, too, on the last movie draft, on the last bid.
I think he's bought it for 43.
I agree.
I give it to the moderator, but I will accept that. If not, I'll go for the 33. I technically have to go 34.
Here's the thing. If you bid 33, nobody else can outbid you. Here's the thing. We did it last time around, and it would not in any way potentially affect who wins the film.
No.
So, I'm going to say Nate, he bids 33, and he gets
it. That makes sense. That's fair.
Because it changes nothing about who's going to win the film. And that's the only metric that really matters in this game. The other is just kind of a gee whiz sort of thing that we track. All right. Man.
Yeah,
I'm never going to voluntarily sit one of these out again because, man.
Yeah, Carrie, I don't know why you did that.
I don't know why I did that. I blame the wine.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. We should, at the end of this deal, we should see what would happen if Carrie did not take Why Him and was able to take Beauty and the Beast for, you know,
40. It would have been 43. Yeah.
It came down to this for me. If she wasn't, if she was going to bid on why him, I was not going to bid at all and save it all for Beauty and the Beast. If not, I was going to buy out why him, because I think why him is going to do surprisingly well.
Yeah, and it's a smart move, Nate, because you know she's going to bid you on the last movie. There's no reason not to.
Exactly.
That was, the first draft that I won was at the end like that, where I was like, why didn't anybody outbid me on this last movie? It was like, I did not have the most money left, but I took it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Carrying a baka, so.
All right, so here's what we've got. Man, I wish I'd played in this one. We have Chris has two films.
No, I have three.
Okay, well, that Lego thing, whatever. Okay.
Little did you know, Eric actually is playing, and he bid 100 on that, so.
Yeah, sneak attack. All right, Chris spent 93 of his credits, which actually means he spent the most. He has Lego Batman at 51, Passengers at 25, and Power Rangers at 17, which could be a bomb, or it could be one of the highest ratio films in this draft.
Those are three good choices.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even though he's only got three, he's definitely a contender here. Derek.
Eight movies.
You guys gave Derek the draft. I'm very ashamed of all of you. Derek spent 92 credits. No. He spent 92. He has, in order of what he spent, Assassin's Creed for 20, Life for 20, Chips for 14, and then everything else is 10 or less. Resident Evil for 10, The Great Wall for 9, Amityville The Awakening for 8, Monster Trucks for 7, and Rock Dog for 4. That means Rock Dog has to make like almost nothing and it's still beneficial to him.
Right, but you got to look at what the box office has done in the last couple of years. There's been so many stinker movies that have made like, $15, $20, $30 million that it's not going to do well against other stuff.
I don't know, but, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates was a big help in the last draft. That helped Kyle out quite a bit. It was that ratio.
That did $46 million.
Yep, but he bid like two. Mm. So you get enough of those. And I mean, if quantity is going to mean anything, Derek's solidly positioned, I think. However, Joel, having spent 87, has Rogue One at 50. And frankly, I'm a little surprised nobody pushed him higher than that. I was going to easily go 50 for Rogue One. I probably would have gone up to 60. He has.
I kind of wish that wasn't the first one we did now.
Well, that we had a lot of talk behind the scenes about whether to even include Rogue One, where to position it. Do you position it first? Do you position it last? But we kind of decided we wanted to get it out of the way. We wanted it to not be the Beauty and the Beast of the movie draft. So
I think Beauty and the Beast is going to do really, really well, to be honest. I think
200 million easily. That's what Cinderella did.
And Cinderella was not good.
Yeah, I didn't like Cinderella.
Yeah, and if the shoe fits, you know.
Yeah, this one's got who's in it? Ron Perlman.
Jungle Book do.
And Linda Hamilton. Is that who's? Never mind. Nobody got the joke. Joel has Rogue One for 50. He's also.
I like that series, by the way.
Also got. Yeah, my wife does too. He's also got Kong Skull Island for 27. And he has Sleepless for 10, which I think is a very good deal.
That's a good list.
So
excellent.
Yeah.
I'm an island by upon itself, you know.
Carrie.
A skull island.
Carrie.
At least once.
Carrie. One of the things that you're going to regret is only spending 2/3 of your credits.
Including that.
Yeah, you've spent 67, so exactly 2/3. You have XXX Return of Xander Cage for 28. I think it's going to do well. Logan for 25. I think that's going to do well. And why him? It's a comedy with two very prominent actors, and it's right around Christmas time. So yeah. 14, I think that's, you know, you sacrifice Beauty and the Beast for it, but I think, you know, 14's a solid, solid buy for that.
Franco's movies has been a moneymaker. It's going to do well.
Yeah.
And it does look really, really fun.
And with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
I think.
Bryan Cranston, Franco. It's going to make a lot of money. Even if it's not great, it's going to make a lot of money with the release date and the fact that it's one of the only major comedies coming out around Christmas time.
Yeah. Now, the real question that's going to haunt you is it worth doing that instead of Beauty and the Beast? Because essentially, regardless of what you spend, it was an either or.
Yeah.
So, yes, Lou.
Yes, I have this sneaky feeling that that's what Nate was waiting on.
Yeah.
That's why I just thought it came down to.
You notice he asked you, hey, are you going to bid on this? Never answer him.
I've learned my lesson.
All right. Lou has Sing for 30, which that's one of the higher bidded films.
It'll do great. When I got The Space Between Us, I was like, all right, the last three movies I want are Sing, Why Him, or Beauty and the Beast. And if I couldn't get Sing, I had to get the other two, or at least one of the other two.
Here's my concern about Sing. I don't think the movie itself is going to be very good. And I don't think it's going to be. I mean, last year we had Zootopia, and word of mouth was so good for it that everybody flocked to it. And this looks a lot like kind of a Zootopia. But I think that's going to affect people's expectations. And as a result, word of mouth is going to be really bad. It's going to have a strong opening weekend. And after that, I don't know how it's going to do.
But it's a musical with kids, and it's going to do well because of that alone.
Yeah, but kids old enough to go see Rogue One are going to go see Rogue One.
That's true.
Good point.
16 times.
This Sing may have better Netflix numbers than anything else, to be honest.
Yeah.
It may
but
do
Netflix
better.
Doesn't count.
Not here.
I think Sing will definitely make its money back, no problem. It may not do well in our draft season.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll do well. 30 is right at that point where it may be just right. It may be too much. It may be too little. I don't know. 50 Shades Darker for 18. I think that's a solid bet there. Underworld Blood Wars for 17. And Ghost in the Shell for 14. I think that's a steal. 50 Shades Darker for 18. I think that's pretty good, too. And then Nate spent 90 of his credits. He got Beauty and the Beast for 33. And while I would like to think it's not going to do well, the reality is it probably will. John Wick Chapter 2 for 20. I've got high hopes for that one. Split for 14. The Space Between Us for 13.
I still regret that one.
You regret Split for 14?
I regret Split for 14. That was trying to get Derek to spend more money.
I don't know. Split may do pretty well. I think people are going to underestimate it. I may be overestimating it, but I think people are going to underestimate it. I think it's going to.
His last movie
okay.
did $65 million domestic.
That was Lady in the
Visit.
War.
No, The Visit.
Yeah, but this one's getting more hype than The Visit did. They're putting a lot more in marketing.
I saw the draft list, to be honest.
Oh, really? No, they've been doing TV ads and.
Something about it on IMDb, and I just didn't look at it.
Okay.
When does it come out?
It's not out for a little while. It's January, I think. Let me see. January 20th. January 20th.
Chips, there wasn't even a trailer out for yet, but that doesn't come out till March.
Right. Yeah. So where were we? Beauty and the Beast, John Wick, Split, The Space Between Us for 13, and The Founder for 10. So honestly, most of these lists are pretty solid. And the one variable I think it's going to be Carrie. I think she's either going to do really well or be really sad.
I'm already really sad.
I don't know. You've got a couple of things
You're right.
Listen,
I think she has two solid movies.
Logan looks to be one of the more solid X-Men films of past years. I mean, it looks like it's going to be pretty solid. And it looks like if it's good, word of mouth could really be, it could really make it a runaway hit. Triple X, people have been wanting Vin Diesel to come back to the franchise. And the trailer looks phenomenal. And again, why him? A Christmas comedy with Bryan Cranston and James Franco. All three of those are pretty solid hits. And you didn't have to spend a lot to get any of them.
True.
So, I don't know. This is actually a pretty tight race this time around. I think the other big variable is going to be Derek with all of his single-digit bids, seeing which ones take off and which ones bomb. But with single-digit bids, you only have to have a few of them take off really well.
I have a diversified portfolio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to help you much compared to Rogue One and King Kong. You know,
that's true.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. Let's see what strategy
works. What do you guys
works.
Think is going to be the highest grossing?
I think Rogue One.
Rogue One.
And
not
then
counting Rogue One, I think I'm going to go with Lego Batman.
Yeah.
You think that Rogue One's going to be the highest grossing movie out of all of these?
Yeah.
It'll be Rogue One, then Beauty and the Beast, then King Kong. Oh, and also Lego Batman.
Yeah. I think Batman will beat King Kong and Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
I think Beauty and the Beast will be third.
I'm on the fence on that one.
I think Lego Batman is going to pull it out for the win. Rogue One might, because I know it's going to be in theaters for a long time.
Space Between Us is in the top five.
I mean, most movies shelf life these days is what, 3 to 4 weeks max. Rogue One will be in the theaters at least till the end of January, probably the end of February.
I think you guys are too optimistic on the Space Between Us. I don't see it being in the top five.
If you split the box office between Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns, it'll do $78 million.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to put it in the top five.
Those were John Green books.
But they look like the same kind of like teeny romance kind of thing.
But they're
only
still...
Wiley Kids from Mars.
Yeah.
Right, but they're
star-crossed lovers.
Full space aspect.
True.
I think Lego, and I'm not just saying this, I think Lego Batman will be the highest grossing, followed by Rogue One.
I think Rogue One will beat Lego Batman, but I think Lego Batman will definitely be up there.
Oh, Lego Batman will be number two, definitely.
Lego Batman and Beauty will both do around 200, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope Beauty and the Beast does not go that high.
Cinderella did 200.
Beauty and the Beast, I think, will do at least 250.
I hope it doesn't. I don't want to see more live-action remakes.
Name attached to that movie and Emma Watson, so...
Yep.
Right.
Oh, is Emma Watson in it?
Beauty and the Beast has a
long history
name.
Yeah, never mind. It's...
And the visual effects look really good.
Yeah, they look amazing.
Yep. I'm just,
sorry,
I'm
Eric.
Done with
if,
the
If Jungle Book
remakes.
Had flopped, I'd be with you, Eric.
I mean, it's
Jungle
not
going
to do what
Jungle
Book did.
I just... I don't understand. I mean, I understand the Jungle Book.
It also doesn't have any competition that weekend.
Yeah, that's... That's going to help it. Well, no, wait. Which weekend is it coming out? It's it's the only thing in our draft
March
that weekend.
March 17th?
17th, yeah.
So it's during March break, right? So at least in Canada, the high school students are away.
March is going to be interesting because you've only got just... I need to put Nate in here.
Man, March is
33.
Busy.
Oh, and I need to put Carrie in here. For 13. Yeah, and March has
YM. Don't forget it.
Has one release for our draft anyway, has one release per week. So the first week you've got Logan, the second week Kong, third week Beauty and the Beast. The fourth week you've got three with Power Rangers, Life and Chips. And then the fifth week you've got one with Ghost in the Shell.
I think Power Rangers is within the top 10 of our draft.
It could go either way. I agree with you.
Probably it's in top third. I mean, that's not a big stretch.
Power Rangers will do like 150.
Power Rangers are going to do well. I'm telling you guys. Don't sleep on it.
The top five in any order: Rogue One, Lego Batman movie,
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. I'm probably going to say Kong Skull Island, yeah.
Sing and Logan.
I'm still
not... What about 50 Shades?
Not sold on Sing.
I think it did really well.
Yeah, but it was also very unpopular, even from people who wanted to see it.
But it made a lot of the box office. Know.
Which one?
50 Shades 50 of Grey. Shades?
I think it's like a 50% drop.
No. The books did better each time the books came out. The movie will do better each time the movie comes out.
They're going to get the ratio right as far as the movie goes. I think it'll make at least the same as the last one. I don't think we'll see much of a drop-off, if any.
No, yeah, it's going to do marginally better, I think. But
it's still the number one viewed movie trailer on the internet. It got more views in the first 24 hours than Rogue One did.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The movie trailer broke records on the internet. It broke the record for Rogue One. As the most views within the first 24 hours. I think it's still the most viewed movie trailer on the internet. There's interest.
Have to be corrected.
What, like it or not?
Eric, there's a lot.
Yeah, Joel?
Yeah, there's a lot to see in that movie, you know?
Yeah, well, especially depending on the outfits in any given scene. Yeah, there's a lot to see.
Or lack thereof.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Movie Draft. We've got the spreadsheet here. Now, we're going to do the same thing as we did last time, where audience members are going to get to participate. Real quick, what this is going to entail is if you go to the show notes, randomchatter.com, and look for this episode of Random Chatter. I believe off the top of my head, the number is going to be episode 120. I'd have to double check that, though. But what's going to happen is you, as an audience member, are going to have 100 credits. And it's not going to be an auction thing. You're going to have to go based on the winning prices that we have in this spreadsheet. For example, if you want monster trucks, it's going to cost you 7. Because that's what Derek paid for it. If you want John Wick Chapter 2, you will have to pay 20. Because that's what Nate won it at. So
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
And you will not be able to take Rogue One and the Lego Movie.
That's true. You can't pick Rogue One and the Lego Movie, one or the other. So break it down on how you want to spend your 100 credits. And remember, you're buying them, not bidding on them. And then send an email to us. And there'll be instructions there. You're just going to send it to randomchatter@randomchatter.com with the title saying Movie Draft. But there'll be instructions in the show notes. So start thinking about how you want to split this up and go participate. We had some interesting submissions last time. And then we will update this spreadsheet. This is in a Google Doc, and we're going to make this public. And we will update this so that you can see how you and the other audience members are faring against each other, as well as against the rest of the team here. I, too, am going to participate as an audience member and see how that goes. So that's it. I want to think.
So are you going to take Rogue One or Lego Batman?
Maybe neither.
What a twist.
Yeah. The real trick is to go through and look at the bids and see what you think was underbid and pick those up. Again, last time around, almost everybody picked Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates because it won at such a low bid point, and yet it did okay. So it was a very good investment.
That movie was actually really funny.
Was it?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I need to watch it. It's got Anna Kendrick in it, so it's like, you know.
Yeah, she was like, you gotta watch it. Like, you know, raunchy in it too.
Well, in that case, all right. Well, I want to thank everybody for participating. Chris and Lou, Derek, Joel, Carrie, and Nate. Thank you very much, guys, for hanging out with us and doing this draft, especially since I know it's running kind of late now, but the drafts are always longer episodes, but that's okay. They're worth it. So, let's see, what else do I need to do? The closing stuff. I don't have any show notes in front of me. So off the top of my head, you can follow us on Twitter at Random Chatter. Head over to randomchatter.com to get all of the different shows on the Random Chatter Podcast Network. Before we log off, I want everybody to have a chance to give us your Twitter accounts here. So, Lou, what is your Twitter account?
Just my name, Lou Secchi, Lousecki.
All right, and Chris?
At the Curse of Chris.
All right, Derek?
At Derek J. Beebe.
And that's not Derek J. Beebe, is it?
Derek J. Beebe.
Oh, okay. I thought you spelled it out.
What?
Your last name. I know, but it's not J. Beebe. It's more than like just BB, like two characters. It's B-E-E-B-E.
Right, yeah. Okay. My last name is B-E-E-B-E.
Right. That's what I was trying to clarify. Yeah. Okay. Lou's laughing at me like I'm nuts. Joel, what's your Twitter account?
Yeah, I'm at Joel underscore Welch. So my first name, J-O-E-L underscore Welch, W-E-L-C-H, just like the grape juice.
All right, Carrie?
I'm at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's K-E-R-I B-L-A-C-K-F-I-R-E 42.
I was waiting for her to misspell it for all the wine she's had.
Me too. Yeah, it was all that wine.
I've only had one glass of wine. That's
wow, that hits her hard.
It was a really big glass, though.
I haven't eaten yet.
Oh, there you go. All right. Nate, where can we find you on Twitter?
I can't compete with Joel.
It's a new Twitter account. It is the D&D Dad.
Oh, I'm going to have to follow that. I don't think I've got your new one. Oh. All right. The D&D Dad. Is it D-A-N-D-D or D-N-D?
D-N-D.
All right. Okay, mine is Eric Blythe. That's E-R-I-K-B-L-Y-T-H-E. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can send it to randomchatter@randomchatter.com. Again, that's also the email where you're going to send your submissions for the movie draft. In fact, you can do that right now if you don't want to wait. Like if you already understand the rules and maybe you did it last time around, you can just go ahead and send your submission in. Again, 100 credits and you're spending based on the winning bids. Just give me a list of the movies you have. It has to total 100 credits or less based on the winning bids from tonight's show. Let's see what else. Oh, the music you hear in this podcast is The Perfect Heist by Blue Stolly. And Asilius Ascent and Sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Thanks for hanging out with us. Until next time, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Check out our Facebook page.
Cheers.